Blackstone Audio is pleased to present A Map of Glass by Jane Urquhart, read by Hilary Huber and produced by Hilary Huber with Patrick Fraley.
For AM to the west of me, and AM to the east of me, they encouraged and inspired. By drawing a diagram, a ground plan of a house, a street plan to the location of a site, or a topographic map, one draws a logical two-dimensional picture. A logical picture differs from a natural or realistic picture in that it rarely looks like the thing it stands for. Robert Smithson, The Collected Writings. He is an older man walking in winter, and he knows this. There is white everywhere, and a peculiar, almost acidic smell that those who have passed through childhood in a northern country associate with new, freshly fallen snow. He recognizes the smell, but cannot bring to mind the word acidic. Snow, walking, and winter are the best he can come up with, these few words. And then the word older, which is associated with effort. Effort is what he is making. The effort to place one foot in front of the other. The effort required to keep moving. To keep moving toward the island. It might have been more than an hour ago that he remembered, and then forgot, the word island. But even now, even though the word for island has gone, he believes he is walking toward a known place. He has a map of the shoreline in his brain, its docks and run-down wooden buildings, a few trees grown in the last century. Does he have the word for trees? Sometimes yes, but mostly no. He is better with landforms. Island, though it is gone at this moment, is a word that stays longer than most. Island, peninsula, hill, valley, moraine, escarpment, shoreline, river, lake, are all words that have passed in and out of his mind in the course of the morning, along with the odd, hesitant, fragmented attempt at his name.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?